to my surprise.
Oh no, I'm so scared.
After going to the bathroom, I see the butt plug sitting in the toilet at my studio. So not only did I sleep with the sucker in, but I also taught an entire fitness class with it up my ass. I was seriously wondering why I had a little extra pep in my step that morning. Now we know why.
Oh
my. And she finishes it off by saying, now I seriously know what Cardi B means when she says, if it's up, then it's stuck. Hey.
Hey everybody,
we're back with episode 17.
I kind of can't believe it. Sorry, I need a little wiggle room with my elbow. We're sitting really close because we're trying to be on live too.
Yeah, we go on Instagram live and we couldn't. I always forget my like selfie holder, and so currently it's up Sid's crotch,
I'm trying to keep my legs shut because I have jeans on, so nobody needs to worry, but whatever. Anyway, if you want to ever tune in early and get a little glimpse of the episode on Mondays, then you can listen to us on our Instagram live. Thank you so much. We have an exciting announcement to kick us off, though, before I even say anything else.
Ooh. We do.
Can I spill the beans?
Spill it, babe.
Baby, boys and girls, listeners all around, we have an intern, and her name is Ellie Hall, and she is here tonight.
Welcome, Ellie Hall.
Can we freaking clap it up? Ellie, do you want to come just say hi? She's just going to give us a little blurb. Just say hi. There's no pressure.
Hello.
Ellie, where are you from?
Farmington, Minnesota.
Love it. Where do you go to school?
The University of Minnesota.
What are you studying?
Communications.
Hell yes. So she is our marketing intern. Thanks, Ellie.
Super excited to be here.
Yay!
Oh, she's so cute, everybody. I can't wait to meet her more and like get her on the pod. And
I'll tell you a funny story. So Sid and I were like, do we want an intern? Like, I don't know. We do a ton of shit. We're like, it'd be so helpful to have someone else like kind of help. And Ellie was like the perfect fit because she reached out to us, which is not typical usually. So if you guys want something, just like Sid mentioned in our episode, we talked about careers, literally like you're the one who makes the position. Ellie made this position for herself and she literally, sorry, I had said literally six times. She walks in, we had a coffee shop meeting. She struts right up all confident. She was like, hey, like I can help you guys. And boom, here she is.
And now she's on our pod and she's a part of our Straight Candid podcast team. So anyway, adding to that about careers, because I just thought of this. Reach out, always have that eagerness. That's going to get you the job. I'm not kidding you. If showing you're eager will show you on it more than someone else next to you. And I had another note on that and I just forgot it.
That's all good.
Does that ever happen?
Yes. Jeez. All the time, especially today. The brain is real slow.
It was something but connect with somebody on LinkedIn that has a similar job in that area or is the boss of that area. Just like do some research, dig, you'll find something good.
Exactly.
On there.
One anyway. Mutual connection is really all you need.
And it is.
It's really cool because she's kind of building her own role and there's things that we need help with, but she's going to get mutual benefits out of this too. So we're excited to have you. So she's sitting in taking notes and here we are.
And here we are. Now we're here.
Episode 17. Yeah. Let's start off with our straight candid moments.
All right. You want to start?
You go.
Okay. I think I have like two funny little notes, like side notes.
I have a note. About your eyeliner, it looks
good.
Wait,
really? Oh, thank you. It's very fleeky today. Thank
it
you
is
so
fleeky.
Much. I learned from the pro. Thank you.
Thanks, she guys. Just
goes, flips her hair.
I was kind of wait. I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of waiting for that.
She's like, give me the credit.
Thanks, bitch.
There it is.
Thanks, bitch.
Okay, like three funny weird things happened this week. I'll start with the first one before I forget this one. So we're at a family dinner with Jordan's parents and their family friends, and his family friend doesn't really know like what OnlyFans is. Okay, yep. So it gets good. So he's telling us a story about this girl. She makes a lot of money on this weird website, kind of like Twitter, called OnlyFans.
And kind of like Twitter.
My face, I'm like trying to keep a straight face, and Jordan like taps me on the leg, and he's like, yeah, it's our family friend's kid, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like just telling us all this stuff about her, and I was like, oh, Jesus. And he goes, she makes a ton of money on there. Anyway.
Did he know that it was like nude-based or no?
No, like none of them did. And I go, oh, really? And Jordan's mom looks at me. She goes, what's OnlyFans? Wait, Sydney has one of those, I think, don't you? And I go, no.
I don't.
She goes, what's OnlyFans? I'm like, it's Jordan. I look at Jordan. I'm like, they're very religious. And they're, you know, and I'm still trying to put on a good front, you know? And I'm like, first of all, I go, no, I don't have one. And I'm like, it's just, you know, people that make money off of sometimes showing a little skin, sometimes doing something interesting. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And the other guy's like, oh, Pornhub? I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. Now it's like, how did you think that I had one? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Dinner
like,
conversations.
I know, we're sitting at the dinner table. I'm like, no, I don't have one. And anyway, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I need something else. I get up and I grab something else.
So did you break the news to this, the people that were telling you this, that it was?
That was, yeah. And so they were like, oh shit. Oh my God.
That's funny.
Well, if she makes great money, I would do it too or something like that. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
So it's like, honestly, yeah, same.
I'm shaking, sweating at the table. The fact that his mom thought maybe it was something that I did or had. I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine your boyfriend's mom being like, you wait, so do you have that? I'm like, no, I have a hard time wearing a crop top. No, I don't have that. So anyway, that was my first funny moment. Second one is quick, really quick. It's work related. We're on this all company hands-on meeting and I had my elbow on the space bar, which if you don't know, that actually unmutes you. And I was like, ah, oh, shit. No. That's what I said. Ah, shit. This is so. And I realized I'm like, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, our COO, CEO, whatever, chief something comes on. He goes, can we please have everyone muted? And I literally was like, and Angela pops her little head out of her room. She's like, oh, shit.
Wait, I didn't know the space bar unmutes you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. My hands are clammy even thinking about it. I'm like, please don't lose your job. Please don't lose your job. At least so far, I have my job still. So
at least you didn't say something like, who the fuck is this guy? Or like, something.
Or something like so stupid. I make noises all the time, so who knows.
I saw this TikTok the other day of, you know, there's all those people posting like Zoom moments that happen at work on TikTok. And this guy is staring at the camera, you know, on the Zoom, and he goes, all right, guys, like, you don't need me for the rest of this meeting, right? And they're like, oh no, you can sign off. He's like, cool. He thinks he turned his camera off, and all of a sudden you see him stand up,
no,
turn around, grab lotion and a Kleenex box, sit back down, put him in front of the camera, and then everyone on Zoom literally starts screaming, hey, John, your camera's still on.
Stop it right
and
now.
And he just looks at the camera and like turns it off really quick.
Oh,
how funny.
My Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. I'm not going to lie. We had a situation kind of like that at work, but I just can't give the deets on it.
Not going to lie.
It's just too risky. I just can't.
Not going to lie. You told me.
You know the story.
I almost peed my pants.
I'm too nervous that someone's going to feel. Literally. Oh. Anyway. Wait. Do you have a straight candid moment?
Yes, I do. Okay. So I kind of have a theme this week.
Oh.
Straight candid theme. And I'm going to call it dads.
Oh.
Do you know what dad stands
for? Day after drinking shits.
Oh, yes. I was like, I wonder if she knows.
I do.
So that's all I'll say for that theme. I'm unwell today. And my other theme around the topic of dads is my dad, actual father, just texted me today before I got here and was like, hey, do you mind a roommate tonight?
Wait.
Literally?
Why did you talk like that for him?
I don't know. Hey, Sophie, do you mind a roommate tonight? If you know my dad, that's not how he talks, but that's how I read it in my head. And he's going to be working down here a few days out of the month, like here and there. And apparently he's going to stay at my place.
Oh, it's a one bedroom, isn't it?
Yes. And as a loving daughter and feel very grateful for my father for being a good support system and everything, I will welcome him into my home. But it just kind of makes me laugh because if anyone knows my dad and the relationship I have with my dad, like my dad is pretty strict and I'm more of a mama's girl.
Yep.
So it's just going to be so funny. I'm like, hey, dad, what do you want for dinner? Like, I'm so used to living on my own. And now he's going to see all these weird habits, like eating like 8 batches of popcorn for dinner or showering for 30 minutes when I'm cold.
He's going to be in your bubble.
My nightly habits that are with myself.
Please don't even.
I'm just gonna have to adapt. And
you're
a
making
little
me nervous now already.
I'm a little nervous.
I have a feeling there's gonna be another straight candid moment coming quite recently after he moves in for a little while.
He's not moving in.
I call it a move in.
So he's sleeping over tonight because he has an 8 a.m. meeting tomorrow.
Oh.
So I
sleep over with your
I
dad.
Know. I'm gonna go home to my dad and be like, hey dad, did you have dinner yet? Like, I just don't know what to do. It's gonna be weird.
It's kind of funny. Just think about high school. Just be like, oh, this is, flashback, TBT, whatever.
Oh God, but that wasn't a good time either. So, okay.
Wait, can I tell a funny story about my sister just bouncing off these?
Yes.
I just, you
keep it going.
You reminded me family and I was like, oh my God, I got to tell this because I told you this a bit ago and I was like, oh my, I need to tell this story for Taylor, my sister.
Okay.
She goes to the U. I'm going to give away everything about her. I'm like, Taylor goes to the U. She is comedy and she's in college. She's younger, you know, not making probably, you know, great bucks at, you know, your side hustle. That's like a part-time position. She told me, she's like, I'm going to get my lashes done. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing because my friend does lashes at home. And I was like, awesome. I'm like, wait, Taylor, wait. How are you going to pay for that? She's just telling me how she's broke and I had to buy her coffee and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And she goes, oh no, don't worry. I'm going to get some money later. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I'm going to go give plasma. I'm like, yeah. I'm sorry, what? And she's like, I'm going to go give plasma so I can, you know, get my lashes done. I'm like, what in the hell?
Dude, I've always wanted to give plasma. I'm like, dude, for extra what? Cash.
I'm like, that's great. Like, get some cash, give a little bit. And yeah. I'm like, Taylor, I go, but there's a kicker. I'm like, she's afraid of needles. I go, Taylor, plasma giving is not like giving blood. Like they pump it in and out of her. And she goes, she gets white in the face because she's super sensitive. She's like, oh my God, no, no. She's like, frick, I can't get my lashes done. I'm like, you are a psychopath. Anyway, I just thought that was
That's a
comedy.
Funny topic, like weird things that you did for money.
Oh God. I feel like I've got like
I'm
12.
Trying to think of some. One time I almost debated sending a feet picture because it was only my feet, but well, yeah. I didn't.
It still feels dirty after the fact. I know. Isn't that weird?
Even if it's my feet, it's like, my morals, I don't know. Something's weird about a feet
like
pic.
Making money, like, I don't
Not
know.
Not genuinely. See,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why. Because, like, yeah, you probably get the creepers too on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like asking for feet pics. And I was like, honestly, I sat there for a little bit and I was like, oh.
I'm like, how much?
And then I also, for some reason, was like, front? Do I need to ask my boyfriend? This was like a few years ago. And I'm like, wait, why would it? It's my feet. And I'm like, well, it still feels wrong.
Does like,
why
like
does it feel
feet?
Wrong? I'm like, now I'm confused. Does he have a foot fetish?
Here's what I think. If your boyfriend likes your feet and he has a foot fetish, then it is wrong. But if he doesn't give a shit, maybe it's right.
True.
And then he can benefit from it, too. You're like, I'll take you for dinner.
I'll bring you on a trip. Gosh,
there we
dang
go.
It. Boom. These things ain't cheap.
Boom.
Anyway. Gosh,
so
you guys.
It was, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you go, yeah. No, no.
I'm just trying to like transition in the next topic and I don't really think there's a transition for
there
it.
There isn't.
So, just because this is something that I've wanted to update you guys on because you've been with, if you started listening to this podcast, like at the very beginning, you know my story, you know I started single, you know that if you're not listening, I guess, if you haven't listened to the podcast and you're just jumping in now, Andrew's our producer. And we started dating kind of on the fourth episode. We were like, let's give it this a shot. So me and Andrew passed the friendship level and went to a little more romance. And we dated for a few months. Good round. Good time. But we both decided that, like, we're meant to be friends. And we've come out of this, honestly, closer. And at the same time, it is a little awkward. Like, I don't feel like I have to explain myself to anyone. But at the same time, I know you guys have been listening. And you are probably curious because you've been through it. So
I'm proud of you for sharing that, too.
Yeah. So I'm also going to let Andrew hop on the mic just for a second. So you guys know I'm not holding him hostage in the back with, like, tape on his mouth. Like,
he's in the closet. We just have to take the handcuffs off.
But before he talks, I also want to say that, like, we realized that, like, our friendship is so important. And we knew going into this relationship that there were things at risk. But it was worth it because we both learned a lot. And it just seems like our time and place right now with where we're at in our lives professionally, what we want, what we're trying to learn ourselves, it just wasn't the perfect time. So I still have all the care in the world for this man. He is the sweetest guy out there. So
he really is.
Just give Andrew all the love. Okay, here you go, Andrew.
Hands
okay,
and
fine.
Mic.
Now
okay,
you can,
yeah.
This is just like, okay, here you go. Now you're able to speak. Literally, definition of my relationship. Just kidding.
No, you said it exactly right. Like, we knew going into it, and we said it even on this podcast, saying we wanted to be more than friends and give it a shot, but we knew the risks. And this podcast isn't going anywhere. I'm going to continue to show up every Monday to record. And like we even mentioned to each other, and I said the same thing to you, Sydney, like, I want to be there to help you ladies win because I know what you guys can do. And this relationship with Sophie, we definitely got a lot closer and
that's true.
And, we're better friends for it. There is no ill will. There's no spite, none of that. So we had to update you guys because you're listeners and you knew the story from episode four. So
thanks, Andrew.
You're the best, Andrew.
So he'll still be here.
He ain't going anywhere.
He ain't going anywhere. And we're excited to work with the Back Pocket guys because it's just so mutual. We love to see them benefit. They love to, or sorry, succeed. They love to see us succeed. So it's just,
we're a team.
It's a team, and we'll forever be that. So,
well, we've built a little family with them too. And I just have to say to you guys too, I appreciate your respectfulness. I appreciate your professionalism. Like, it's funny, you guys, we work all together, but we're all just friends too. It started all as friends.
Yeah.
So it's interesting having that balance. We had to learn it in the beginning too, which we'll probably talk about sometime as well. But it's like Andrew, you and Soph, you guys have kept it so professional. Like, there was no ill will. Like, you always kept me looped in, you know. You guys care for each other, and you guys are good friends, and that's not changing or going anywhere. So
can I tell you something
together? What,
when this was like talked about, I was scared to tell you. I was like, oh my god, that Andrew and I were going to be friends again and blah blah blah. I was scared to tell you. I don't know, I just wanted to make sure, like, you were like, oh, Sophie, like, you fucked up. But
no, it's not a
fuck up. I know.
See, I feel like this is something I've learned too. I come off really intimidating, which I don't mean to. It's just like.
You don't intimidate me, don't worry.
I know, not you. Not to you, though. What the heck? You're the other most intimidating person that I know. Ellie, do we?
Ellie, are we?
Yep, she nodded her head. She's like, yeah, they're kind of scary. She said that, and then she trembled a little bit. But no, it's like, I'm just kidding. No, but I think that everyone can learn from a situation that they're in. You can learn from everything you're in. It's not a waste of time. It's not a fuck up. If you learn something and you come out on top and you can be civil and kind to the other person, I think it's a win.
Yes.
I really do.
I mean, I don't regret anything at all, because we both learned a ton about each other, a ton about ourselves. So,
thanks for keeping it real with
me. Yeah, I will always keep it real with you guys. So appreciate you. And I do kind of want to use this as a starting point for a little segment about feelings for a friend, because girls have this happen. Guys have this happen. Sometimes you're friends with someone and you're like, oh, shit. Like, do I see something more?
Oh, yeah.
Do I take the risk? Do I not take the risk? And it's funny because you'll see all these people on, you know, social media with their captions saying something like, I married my best friend, right?
Yep. Or I'm dating
my best friend. But in reality, it's a lot of times those relationships, they had a friendship build once they started dating.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the flip side, what if you actually do like your best friend?
Which, like, is very common. I feel like, I mean,
yeah,
I've had like two, I think, that were like friends that turned into something. I'm trying to think back. One, I realized that he, like, some guy friend was like, I really want to set you up with this girl. And I literally looked at him. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, I have stronger feelings than I thought. Like, not friendship feelings. Why am I getting jealous about somebody else talking to them?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, uh-oh. And I went home that night and I called my friend. And I'm like,
I think I like him.
I think I like him. And I don't know where this came from. And I'm really confused now. But then I noticed his behavior was already changing. So we were already, like, escalating it without even realizing it. Like, talking late, like, after everybody leaves. Like, him being like, oh, you could stay here if you wanted to. Like, but I didn't think anything of it because I was just like, oh, yeah, we're friends. So why wouldn't he offer that?
There's, like, those telltale signs, which is so important to pay attention to. So I think a good way to start is kind of reflect on the attraction you feel, because obviously you're attracted you're attracted to your friends. Like, you befriend someone because you're attracted to parts of them, right? Like, whether that be your personality, your humor. Like, I'm attracted to you because I'm your friend, like, but is it a romantic attraction? So it's kind of important to, like, sit and, like, reflect on, like, what kind of attraction is it before you even start to tell yourself, like, oh, I like this human, or I think I want to go to the next level.
Yeah, you know, you'll kind of know too. You know what I mean? And but it's knowing if it's the right time, if they maybe feel mutual about it, if you're confused about it. There's different ways to kind of see, you know, and feel. I say when someone likes somebody, generally speaking, they're gonna you're gonna know. They're gonna give you a sign.
Read the room,
people.
Read the room.
We need to use that more, because that's our saying, and we, like, say it off camera, like, every day, all day. Read the room.
It's also because we're both really good with social cues, so I think we're good at reading the room.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, but everyone read the room.
Oh, to our own home.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, social cues, like social interactions, they come easy because we read the room, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I did write down a few tips of, like, how to cross the line with a friend if you are perhaps interested and you want to go about it in the most safe way possible.
Yeah.
So test the waters. That's kind of what we talked about earlier.
Yep.
And reflect on the attraction to start with. So you need to drop, like, those little hints to your friend to see how they take it and how they react.
You're good at these.
And I love dropping hints. And my favorite way to do it is sarcastic flirting. So I remember couple months ago, or probably like 5 months ago, Andrew, here's like an example. I remember Andrew saying, hey, like I have this big event tomorrow. We're going to this gym. We're going to dress really nice. I'm going to wear a top hat even. Like you should come with me. Like
Andrew
we're
a top hat. That's
like
so
we're
going
like we're going to dress nice. And I was like, okay, I'll come. So I'm your date. And like just like random things like that. And I remember Andrew reacting and he like grabbed me by the arm and we started like skipping down the street. And like that's how he reacted to
positive way.
A positive way. So I'm like, oh, maybe this is a little mutual. So just little things like that. And if your compliments fall flat or the flirtations like seem a little forced, it may be time to, you know, reevaluate, step back.
Another little tip add is like just a light arm touch or like hugging them and kind of like holding on a little longer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like giving a little bit of a hint of like, oh, I like kind of being by you.
Yes.
See if they like hold you too, or see if like you smile at each other after, just different things like that. Like
or
adding on to your
when
tip
you're like,
drop.
I love that. When you're sitting in the car and like your legs touch, do you ever like,
and some people are like,
yeah, some people like are making sure you're not like touching at all. But like the best feeling is when you're like so attracted to someone where it's like you're literally sitting next to them and like your whole body feels it.
Yeah.
It's
you're
like insane.
Whoa. You're like, this is kind of intense.
Yeah.
That's a good call out.
Okay. The other idea that I have is maybe your flirtations, they're hitting right. You're like, okay, he's kind of into it. Talk to a mutual friend. So perhaps I would have talked to Sid and been like, would you ever see like Andrew and I with a romantic connection?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because maybe Sid knows something from Andrew and maybe Sid knows something from me. And if she's like, oh, hell yeah, go for it. I don't know. I think that's kind of a good way to see if there's like if your friend even sees it as possible.
Yeah. Or if this, I just thought of this randomly too, if like the friends are kind of acting like a little different around you even,
yes.
like kind of being like more like jokey to you, mm-hmm. like almost like friend zoning you, if that makes sense. Like
yeah.
kind of being like, oh yeah, well, blah, blah, blah wants to talk to you. And you like look at them and they're like looking at you, let's say, and they're kind of eyeballing you. And this is where you're kind of sitting there like, oh, are we friends? Or are we
yes.
more? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, the friends, you can rope them in.
I love your add-ons.
Thank you.
They're actually great. So if all this goes well and you want to talk to them about it, just make sure you go into the conversation like planned out. It shouldn't be when you're partying. It shouldn't be when you're drunk. You need to be sound mind. You need to go into this conversation prepared and also be prepared for them to be caught off guard because you had time to think it out and they're going to be a little shocked. And then be prepared for any reaction. So if your friend rejects you, but you want to eventually like resume being friends with them, you do have to honor their decision. And like the most important thing I have to say is you should not and cannot punish a person for not having the types of feelings for you that you want.
I love the way you put
that. So they're your friend and you can give it a shot or not, but that's just, there's some tips.
I love that. That was really well put and well worded.
Thanks.
Gosh.
I did a little,
You're such a scholarly person.
Some down for this one.
No, that's really good. I just kind of had a thought around be prepared for any reaction too. It's like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to guess what someone's going to react to. I mean, if you're reading the room enough, they likely are going to have a semi-positive to a kind of flat reaction. If someone comes with a negative reaction, maybe you weren't reading the situation correctly, which is totally okay.
Because
I read things wrong all the time. Or if they really, really are reacting poorly and it's like they react like what? And they're just all over the board. Reevaluate who you're attracted to. Like what are you attracted to about this person? Because to me, that sounds like an immature, self-centered human being, in my opinion. And I hate to say that, but it's true. So it's like, is that your friend? And also, who are you friends with? You know, it's kind of a time to reflect and be like, I've had this happen where like you like somebody and then you kind of wake up and you're like, oh my God, I really don't like who this person is. I actually really don't like their friends because they never ask me about my life. They never are attentive. They treat me like I'm just some rando. Like, I'm like, this isn't it. Like, whoa.
I love this point you're bringing up. We should talk about this for a little bit.
That is.
And that's romantic connections. That's also just friendships in general.
Yes,
like
yes.
Figuring out who is actually reciprocating the, you know, the gratefulness you have for them, the appreciation and like supporting you and happy for you and all the other stuff. So
it's so important.
It's so important.
Even shifting this to just talking about friends a little bit, like we were kind of going to talk about sitting back post college. And like, I think we're both kind of referring to post college. We started to realize these things, right? I thought about who, this is so embarrassing to say out loud, but I'm just going to say it because I'm candid with you guys. I used to think I probably was hot shit. I'm not going to lie. With some of the people that I hung out with, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm cool. But I was like, ooh, cool
she's
people
guys,
like me.
She still thinks she's hot
shit. Yeah, ooh, yeah. No, cool. Like I was like, oh, cool people like me. Maybe like I kind of matter in Minneapolis. Like, oh my God, you know, you're in college. You don't like, you yeah. don't know, you're in your own social bubble, whatever. But the people that I was surrounding myself with, honestly, some of my guy friends did not give two shits about me. No, yeah. not even two shits. Like they didn't check in. They had no clue what my sister's name was, what my parents' name were, what jobs I was going into. And I full on fucking reevaluated my friends senior year. And I was like, whoa, this is bad. And like post college, I started cleaning up. Like, who do you surround yourself with? Who makes you feel good? Who's actually interested in what the hell you're doing? And my guy friends now from the U who I've like sorted through, they are the best people ever. They're always there for me. If I needed a ride, they would come pick me up. Like a lot of people think about that. Think about your guy friends that you have then versus now. It's like, mm-hmm. were they the good people?
Yeah. I didn't have many guys.
Yourself like that?
I didn't have many guy friends.
Okay.
I will say I get along better with men in general.
Oh, yeah.
But in college, it was, I don't know. My college life was a little different. I went to a smaller school than you for sure.
Oh, yeah. You were at St. Thomas.
I was at St. Thomas. And mine was, it was a little more difficult to find friends right off the bat because I transferred. And everyone already had their cliques right away. So I did end up finding like this normal group of girls that were genuine people and I enjoy hanging out with them. And they had guy friends here and there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like I love Andrew and Declan's friend group.
The best.
And they're all guys that went to St. Thomas, but I didn't really know them because I wasn't there freshman year, unfortunately. But they're like, I mean, you just got to search it out a little bit. But yeah,
you do.
So I don't know. Mine was a little different. But yeah, I think decluttering, like you said, those friendships after college and figuring out who's worth your while is so important. And I actually just did I'm doing this little program called Mindful Muscles, and we're working on self-love right now. And part of this was actually figuring out what relationships are worth your time.
Oh, I love that.
Because that will leave you more time for yourself to love yourself and just have people around you that help you feel better about who you are as a person, right?
Yep.
So some tips from that, just if we're talking about it. So you have to go through your friendships, relationships, and decide which are worthwhile. Who uplifts you? Do you feel happy and inspired around them? Yep. Are they supportive? And it's also time to set boundaries. Like you need to set boundaries with people who leave you feeling anxious, belittled, defensive, confused, and
you had to help me with that.
And unmotivated. I did, because Sid is friends with everyone. Like she's, hey, I'm friends with her. I'm friends with her. I'm like,
I have an issue.
Like
I have a problem.
She does. And then so I was like, Sid, you need to go through like who you want in your life. So like a way that we did it here is who you want, who you need, and who's no longer worth your while. So like make a list.
Oh, I love that way to break it out.
Make a list of those three. And the people that you need. People that you want in your life are those people that uplift you. People you need in your life that you need to have relationships with. That's like family. That's like business partners. And then the people that are no longer worth your while, you kind of have to go through a friendship breakup.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's hard.
It sucks, but you can either be honest with them, say like, hey, I'm not emotionally like capable to speak with you right now. Like I have a lot going on. I'll reach out when I'm ready.
Yep.
That's an option. Or hell, like you can just kind of slowly dissolve. But
another thing is to explain the dependencies that they have on you. That's likely what's freaking you out. Mm-hmm. And talk to them and be like, hey, this actually is really taking a toll on me.
Yes.
I feel empty. I feel this weird anxiety. Like I feel like you need a lot from me and I don't like how I'm feeling, and go that route, because it's
love
like
that.
Some of those ones are not worth getting rid of, but they need to be cleaned up. I'll be the first to say I had to do that with a close friend. And I mean, honestly, we are better than ever now because we're both getting what we need out of the relationship.
Yes.
But it's okay to be stressed out by a best friend relationship. It is okay. Realize that those anxieties are probably telling you that something's not quite right,
yeah.
which you and I have both experienced yeah. like a handful of times.
And it's just like, it's so weird the similarity between relationships with like your best friend and relationships with your significant other, because just like you and your significant other have ups and downs and like arguments, you're also gonna have that with your best friend, which is normal.
Totally.
But there is a time where you have to come to realize like, would you break up with your significant other over this, or it's time to break up with your significant other? Same reason to break up with a friend, right?
Exactly.
So I mean, it's hard, because I like that you say you have to kind of be open communication. What do you need out of the relationship? So
exactly. I had another thing kind of pop in mind, especially with friends after college. What you'll realize is that you'll kind of drift from certain people. You know, keep in mind that that's okay. You're all like at home. Some of you are downtown. Some
not
of you
even
have
on
jobs.
Purpose.
No, not on purpose at all. But do communicate to yourself and be like, hey, actually, I can't always be the one reaching out. Like if you're the reacher outer guy, that's me. Hi, I'm Sydney. I'm always like, oh my God, I haven't talked to so-and-so for 3 months, or maybe it's only like a week and a day. I'm like, I need to text them. I need to say hi, like check in, whatever. If that's not mutual and that's totally fine, it's a different communication style. It's not needed probably on their end, or you are exerting too much energy in a friendship that maybe isn't mutual, and that's okay too.
And what's also cool is the fact that like some relationships, you can pick up where you left off. So for example, one of my best friends from college, she lives in Chicago. Shout out Becca Polk.
Becca.
We literally go like a year without meeting up. Like, yeah, we'll call, we'll text, but she lives in Chicago, so it's a little more difficult. But when we're back together, it's like things pick up right where they left off. So yes, it's important to like stay in touch and get the coffee dates and maybe hang out every now and then, but you also have to manage your time, like prioritize your time, because that doesn't mean you have to get coffee with your ex of a, your friend of a friend every other week to like stay in contact with them, you know, because time's valuable. So
very valuable. And what you'll realize coming out of college after having all these gaps of free time that you were trying to fill or take a nap or watch Dexter during, it's like, you don't have that anymore. I'm just saying for myself, my own experiences. You don't have that anymore. Like your time is precious. And guess what? You need to regroup and relax. I've realized that I had to teach myself that it was okay to not have plans every night of the week. And I'm still getting a little bit used to it.
Because you're the one who reaches out, like you said, right? But then you reach out and you're like, fuck, I'm just going. And I don't have time to like sit.
Yep.
And yeah, so
it's a bad habit.
You don't need plans every week, every day.
Oh, I know. And you just need to remember. I'm like, whoa, I need to relax. Also, I was thinking about different things that you don't need in a relationship and things to notice or be mindful of. If someone is genuinely bringing you drama, or they're talking poorly about people constantly, talk shit about people constantly when you hang out, you're like,
red flag.
And you're like, no, I actually kind of like them. Like, I don't know what, or why are we doing this? Or you try to change the subject, or like they're bringing drama to you. They're being shady to you in any way. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to like not invite you. Just anything that gives you anxiety. You don't have to explain why that's worse than something else. Just get out of it. Yeah. Like literally, I promise you, I had to tell myself, me being wanting to be friends with everybody, like, I don't need it anymore. I'm like, I don't need your toxicity. I'm like, yes. I don't have to feel bad for not wanting to be friends with you.
That's
because
so
I just
important.
Don't. Mm-hmm. And in college, it felt like you had to be friends with everybody, kind of. Because you're like, oh, I want to stay in the loop. Like, don't want to be bored or forgotten about. But can you relate to that? Like,
yes, I can. And
oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, in college, it's like you need to know everyone because everyone's talking about everyone. But when you're out of college, this is your time to figure out who you actually like. And I will even say in college, I'll be honest, like I kind of did the same thing. Like I've always been very, I hung out with who I wanted to hang out with. Like even in high school, everyone had cliques. And I like would bounce from clique to clique. Like I would hang out with, because I liked this girl from this clique. I liked this girl. And I really do seek out my friends. And like, they're just more meaningful connections, I feel like. So it depends how you want to go about it. But it is different after college. And if you're worrying about even making friends, moving to a new city, I think we should talk about that too. Because we've had some questions about, hey, I'm new in Minneapolis. That's why I listened to your podcast. Mm-hmm. I try to get the 411 about Minneapolis. And, so ways to make friends after college, you're not in classes, you're in COVID, you're working at a job, and
I've got a handful.
Your coworkers are all 50-year-old men or something. So
love that.
You got
dynamic.
A handful?
Okay, what a fun dynamic.
Kick it off.
Oh, Jim and Jerry. And
Jim
I
and
are
Jerry.
Gonna get a happy hour drink when COVID's over.
Oh my kidding. God. Literally Jim and Jerry owning.
I would say go to a gym.
That's what I was
go
gonna say.
Go to a gym. I'm not kidding. Like even if you're like, wow, I'm really gonna just walk on this treadmill and toy around.
Yeah.
Go to a gym. If you see someone that looks normally like, you know, normal to you, like it may be, you know, like friendly in some sort.
Looks
you know,
normal.
Looks normal.
She looks like she could be
normal.
My friend.
Yeah, she's normal. No, it's like, you know what I mean? Like we're to your standard where you're like, oh, yeah, I think I could be friends with that person. Yep. Or a group fitness class because it's much more interactive. It's much more like, hey, good job. Like, do you come here like quite
it's
often?
It's much more.
You come here.
Hey, you come here often? Hey.
Pick up
on. Yeah, I was just going to say a fitness studio boutique, like where everyone's culty and is obsessed with each other. That's a really good idea.
Exactly.
I was laughing so hard. I was talking to this friend the other day about fitness studios and I don't even know why I'm telling this story, but I'm going to keep going.
Oh, God, you're making me nervous.
I started and now I can't stop. But she goes, yeah, so core power. And then she freaking does the hand motion like she's jacking off. She goes, everyone loves core power. It's just a freaking cult. And she's like,
what?
Jacking off to core power. Because apparently everyone is just tight knit and obsessed with it. Did that make sense?
I don't understand the jack off.
Okay. Well, she did it.
I mean, maybe they're getting off to it. Is that what you mean?
Maybe that's what it was.
She probably meant that.
Does this make sense to you guys?
I'm like, Ellie
and Andrew are, I don't know.
I'm like trying to help Soph because I'm like, I never want anyone to feel awkward.
Thanks for helping me.
She probably meant this. Like,
we're jacking off to core power. All right. But hey, core power is actually awesome. She's just saying that it's like a little cult. Like everyone and fitness studios are like that. That's kind of how they keep their following and keep their memberships. Everyone is obsessed with it. So all I'm saying is when you do go to a fitness studio, you will see those people time and time again.
Exactly. It's hard with COVID too. It's like trying to meet people. It's just a weird thing. You can also go on Bumble and do the friend thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good, I just listened about that and people like that. I mean, like it's for friendships only, you know, which is great. Also, I was thinking of, what was it? Where was I going to tell people? Messaging people on Instagram.
I was just going to say,
it's not weird.
I've made a lot of friends off of Instagram.
I have too.
As in like someone who has similar interests to you, you follow each other, you find each other interesting. You're like, hey, can we grab coffee and chat fitness and chat, trainerize like what you do for your video content, blah, blah, blah. You can make friendships out of common interests on Instagram.
It's
so easy.
You're gonna want to have a common interest anyway, right? Like, yeah. I mean, that's why we became friends, because we were at Alter together and I just like saw her and we were like chit chatting randomly and she saw I was frazzled, so she always asked, why are you frazzled? And I honestly, like, I liked that you bugged me. And I was like, God, she's always getting my business. I think I like her.
I remember being like, Sid, calm the fuck down.
ADHD.
But it is funny because if you were at a gym and I was looking at you, I'd be like, she seems like she could be my friend.
She looks normal.
She looks normal. She's wearing Lulu and pretty basic, pretty
basic
similar
bitch,
to me.
We'll take her.
That's
an Amazon top. I like her. Dime gets a bang for a buck. That sounds like my kind of gal. I was going to say too, it's like when you said common interest, just like look on the person's page. Like, did they go somewhere that you went recently? Did they story something? Like, oh my God, food. Just start making yourself familiar with people. Like, your name pops up a handful of times. It's not going to be weird if you're like, oh, you want to go to Alter tomorrow? I'm going. And I know you like go. Who cares?
Yes, exactly.
Likely nobody's going to judge you how you think you're going to be judged.
And you know, the older you get and like post college, a lot of your friendships will be based on common interests. And I think that's really important to keep the connection, you know, vivid, I suppose. But I also just think that as you get older, your friends, it's normal to have more of a closer knit rather than like your college friend group that's like 20 people.
Right.
You're going to find as you get older and you're busy and you have a normal job, it's going to become a closer knit of people that you feel connected to, you feel support you, and you feel you have that common interest with. So just know that that's also normal.
It's totally normal. It's like when you don't hear from somebody for a little while, like check in with them. And if you really want to know, like ask them, hey, I haven't heard from you for a bit. I would love if you reached out more too. Just checking in. Like, I'd like to stay in contact still. Like, you'll get the vibe. If something's wrong, just ask. Say, is something wrong? I did that to one of my friends the other day and she's like, no, Sydney, I'm just really busy. I'm like, sorry. I'll tell you who it was, Ariana. I'm like, sorry, Ariana, sorry. She's like, it's okay. I'm like, oh God, I'm a nervous Nelly. I'm always worrying. But your time is more valuable once you leave college too. It's like, you got to put more time into your shit.
Yes.
You don't have time to hang out with all these people in your 20-person friend group anymore. It doesn't work. It's time to put in work for your future.
I have one night a day. I have one night a week that I like allow myself to like hang with friends, because I'm not kidding. I've been grinding. Like,
you have been grinding.
I don't have time.
You don't
I do have to make time and prioritize important relationships.
Exactly.
That is true. Yeah. Okay.
I have a note about, I was going to transition to, because someone asked a few times about this, or a handful of people have asked about this. When there's a balance between where you are post-college with your friends, I'm trying to think of how it was worded in the question, but it's like, you know, some people are going to go live at home. Some people are going to live downtown. Some people are going to move. Mm-hmm. Some people are in a different part of their life where they're still worried about partying and, you know, working their part-time job, and that's completely fine. And you're really, really working on making yourself better, not, you know, putting other people down when you talk, like talking about valuable things instead of gossiping. Like, you're having this different path. You're going over here and this person's going over here. How do you handle that? what do you do with that? Or maybe I think the actual question was someone saying that they make a lot more money than their friends and they're like just shooting really high up and they feel like they can't relate anymore, which I don't necessarily think that has to be the case in my opinion. I just don't think it's, that's not how it goes. I think more what they meant is like the lifestyle change. Like,
is the person making a lot of money like being like, oh, I make more money than you, kind of?
I think it was
then,
more...
Because then, yeah, bold. Yeah, you don't need them in your life.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't really... Yeah, it was a weird question that was sent in. But all I'm saying is find the balance. Like, if you're not vibing with your friends anymore, well, you're probably looking at the wrong group. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah.
It's probably a group you need to shift away from. Don't ever talk money with your friends. I don't think it's important. I think it can make people feel shitty and put them down. And don't compare yourself to the people right next to you. They're on a different trajectory than you are. Just because your one friend just got promoted and they're going a little bit higher, a little bit quicker, does not mean that your path is wrong. I have a hard time like separating like, oh, my friend in finance is making X amount of money. Oh my God. Oh geez. Maybe I should go into finance. Mm-hmm. Got to go take the exam. Now I'm on Google, like looking up where, you know, New Horizon, yeah, where I can take a finance class. Like Jesus Christ.
I'll be honest.
Slow down.
I mean, obviously that's important, but I'm more like
passion.
I'm more passionate and like drawn to the people that you just genuinely know are happy.
Yeah.
Like it's cool that some of my friends make more money than me. That's fucking awesome. Good for them. But who's happy? Like, that's what you want to look at, too. It's like, who...
Find your people.
Find your people.
Just find your people.
I like that, though, because it is... That was a good brought up, because I remember that DM. So I'm asking.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a while back, but I remembered it just now when we were talking about it. Like, you guys, money does not... When you're starting your career, and I know this is not about career, but I have to say this. Money does not matter in the beginning. If you're good at something, and you semi-like it, or like it, or you want to get good at something, you have passion behind it, run with that. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. You're never going to be able to build passion off of something that you do not like from day one or it doesn't excite you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I will.
You're building your passion. You're building your everything.
I was going to say, I will never, ever have a corporate job. And I'll say that right here because I would rather, I've been grinding and hustling, but, and I'm working 8 a.m. to like 9 p.m. every night. Oh, sorry. I'm a foot tapper and I was tapping the camera.
Tip, tap, typing
night.
On the mic.
I will.
Or on the camera.
I work like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every single day on social media, doing all my different things right now. But
totally.
The income is coming. It's slow, but I just have a really good feeling. And for me, like, I just know having these side hustles that are all going the same direction will pay off. So to those that don't want like the typical jobs right out of college, because this is a kind of a college-based episode now that we've been talking about post-college a lot. So those who don't want those typical jobs right out of college, just know that's honestly going to be your time to explore. So take advantage of that before you get stuck in a job that you hate and don't want to do.
Advice I got about that too is like, you know how people are like, how do you have time for all this shit? Like to us, and especially like you and you're like talking about how you work 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You always have time for what you want to do. You just need to prioritize your time better. I don't care what you say or what excuses you have about, I don't have time to do that. Oh, I don't have time. Prioritize better then. I'm going to be, I'm a hardo. Like I tell my sister that too.
Wake up an hour earlier and write your content, write your poems, whatever the hell you're doing.
Get to the shit that you want to succeed, because if you don't get to it, no one's going to do it for you. I'm sorry. That's like a hard truth of the post-college life. Woo.
Yeah.
But it's like, like you said, you can merge your careers.
Yeah.
I'm learning about media and, you know, and, and all these things. I work in healthcare, which is health related. Our podcast is going to, you know, we like are empowering people, helping people be healthier and be honest.
Yep.
And we're both fitness coaches and you're like, you know, you're diving into that. It's like you can merge them all. You just have to be smart.
Yep. Diligent. Smart about it. Yeah. Smart about it. Prioritize that your time.
Use that brain. And also, can I just say, it doesn't matter if you didn't go to college or not. We're talking post-college, post-high school, post-2-year, post-whatever it is, post-moving out of your parents' house. It doesn't matter what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Just the changing, that evolving early 20s, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we at for time?
50. Cool. Oh, wow.
Andrew's shirt says live slow. And when he walked in, we thought it said.
I go, Andrew, what does your shirt say? And I looked at it again. I go, little slut. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, it says live slow.
So we've been calling him little slut all night.
Little slut.
Hey, little slut.
Oh, my gosh. Before we forget, do you think we should read our.
Yes.
Our moments.
Our
candid moments that people sent in.
Yep. So we have DMs, obviously, when listeners DM us their straight candid stories or straight candid moments. So we have a few stories that we wanted to share. So keep these up, like send them whenever you think of them. make sure to DM us your straight candid stories.
We love, love reading these to everybody. We love sharing them. They're freaking fun. They're raw. And you guys, they're literally straight off of our Instagram DMs.
Yeah, they're like, hilarious.
I condone everybody. Like, you guys are fucking awesome for sharing these things, because they still got your name on it to us. We never share it with anybody else. But like, God, people are badass. I love it. Okay, here's one. I don't know if this is straight candid worthy, but I have a terrible date story, she says. So I'm 28 and went on a date with a boy in med school. I mean, totally thinking a boy in med school would have it all together. Night was fine. We were vibing a bit, which was great. He failed to tell me that he lived at home with his parents and proceeded to sneak me in his window. What the fuck, high school? He was 28 and I climbed through his goddamn window. He was hot though.
She climbed through his window?
Oh my gosh. That is commitment for the date.
I was going to say, wait, but you know what? We'll give him a little grace, because he's probably broken med school, but it'll be worth it for him. Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
So, honey, if he was hot and he was nice, you had a great date, maybe give him a few years and then check back in.
circle back. That is so freaking funny. Can you imagine rolling up and being like, oh.
He's like, climb through the window.
By the way, we're not going to go in the front door. You're going to have to walk out back. It's cold outside. Walk out back to the back window. I'll tell you which one. You'll see the light on.
They scale the side of the house.
The conversation before. What?
Okay.
Okay, wait. You have a straight candid moment?
Yeah. Straight candid story from a listener. Yes. So I asked Sid if I told her this yet, because it is one of the funniest stories I've received. And I'm she was so like, afraid. Wait, I don't think I read that one. She's like, wait, I don't think I read that one. And so I was like, wait, the butt plug one? She's like, what? I'm like, I'm going to wait to tell you. So you're going to hear this nervous. For the first time.
I'm like nervously moving.
Okay. So I'm reading straight from the DM. So I was hooking up with this guy for the first time, and we were for sure on the same vibe of getting a little freaky. I decide to impress him and whip out my butt plug. I have only ever used it with my ex-boyfriend, so I was clearly feeling really bold. We got done hooking up with it in, and I kind of figured that he took it out when we were done, because that is always what my ex would do.
Oh my God.
Our hookup was a bomb, and the butt plug was a hit. I had to get up super early the next morning to teach my fitness class. I woke up, taught my class, and went to the bathroom after. To my surprise,
oh no, I'm so scared.
After going to the bathroom, I see the butt plug sitting in the toilet at my studio. So not only did I sleep with the sucker in, but I also taught an entire fitness class with it up my ass. I was seriously wondering why I had a little extra pep in my step that morning. Now we know why.
Oh,
and she finishes it off by saying, now I seriously know what Cardi B means when she says, if it's up, then it's stuck.
Oh my God. What? Whoa. Whoa.
I was out on Saturday night with some friends, and we had a table of like 12 people. Some people we even just met. And I sit down. And I tell this entire story to the table at the bar.
Oh my God.
Because I just thought it was so funny.
I know, you're probably laughing. If there's any guys there, they're probably like.
They weren't laughing.
Yeah, they were probably horrified.
Yeah.
Get over it, boys. Funny shit happens. Oh my God, that is comedy.
But that's funny, because she just expected him to take it out because her ex would do that. But I.
To be honest, I wouldn't know what to do. So I'm just like, yeah. I wouldn't know how that works.
I would
not
take
educated
it out.
Enough.
I think I would take it. I would take it out myself.
I would make sure. Yeah. At least I'd be like,
I don't want anyone else taking
them
out.
Oh God, I'm horrified. Too much.
How funny. Okay. Those are our listener stories. We're each going to choose one every week. So whoever has the best one, we'll share. So you guys have to step up your game. Not going to lie.
Step it up. No, you guys, we appreciate you so, so much. You know what's fun is when you come on here and we do an episode and it just feels like it was like 5 minutes of us just having a convo and hanging out. Like, that's the goal. And this felt good.
It did.
We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you rating our podcast. We appreciate you following the Back Pocket podcast as well. There are people. They're the best people you've ever met. You should just send them a message and get in contact with them. Just to say, hey, follow us on Instagram at Straight Candid Podcast. Email us if you have something to tell us, or if you have any ideas for, any guests that you're like, hey, have this person on, email it straightcandidpodcast@gmail.com.
I also want to mention that so the Back Pocket does our producing. I kind of talked about why it's important to have video content today on our Instagram. So they do all the visual stuff for us. So it's very easy in terms of trying to get like content grabs and video content grabs, etc. So Back Pocket, another plug, but I wanted to say they also started a new podcast called The Date Night Podcast.
Oh, you guys, it's good.
Every Wednesday night, and they started a new format, which I'm so excited about. They're going to have speed dating rounds. So they're going to have like one.
Oh, this is genius.
Yeah, it's going to be called Kings and Queens, right? The Date Night Podcast. So there's going to be one guy, and he's going to get three girls in one night. And then the next time they do it, one girl, three guys. So
it's like a mini bachelor.
It's like a mini bachelor. And we want like the crowd to like be there. We want people to get hyped about it. So come and hang out at First Draft Wednesday nights. And you guys can just kind of see what it's like and be a part of it. So
be a part of it. And yeah. Don't be afraid if you're like, I'm single, I'm ready to mingle. Reach out. Send us a message. Send them a message. We got you guys.
We got you.
We
got you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for
being here.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Hey.